Great day. Great day. Hi there. By some peculiar confluence of events, you find yourself back at the diner. It's Friday, April 14th. Oh, crap. Tax day's tomorrow. Oh, I completely... Okay, think. How many dependents do I have? I have one, Natalie. This was the chances of me prevailing upon my wife to pop out another in the next 36 hours are rather small. If I drank heavily, I'm just saying if, and I looked at her, I'd see double. No, I can't do that. I can't put down two. I mean, I could. They'd buy it. Until, of course, they ought to do, and then they come to the house, and instead of another child, you have... You know, you're trying to pass off my size Barbie. You know, this 4-foot plastic creature is the other child. No, really, I didn't know she was a doll. I just thought she was quiet. No, that's not going to work. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the diner. I'm James Lilacs, sitting here at my usual place at the long boomerang pattern for Micah Counter. The diner out on old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be. Unless, of course, you're in that drive to the post office at midnight mode, in which you could probably make it here in about 17 minutes or so. I used to do that when I was young and irresponsible. I used to do my taxes on the 15th. Of course, now I'm older and more responsible, and I'm doing them on the 14th. Great. No, I would do them. You know, they weren't particularly complicated back then, because I was a waiter, and I had a W-2 that said I was paid $2.20 an hour. Excuse me. Minor spasm of long-buried guilt just came thrusting up my esophagus in a rather acrid bolus. Well, it's true. That's what we were paid. We were paid sub-minimum wage. We were paid grunt wages with the expectations that the rest of our wages would be made up in tips, and that we would, of course, declare those tips on our income tax. Oh, man, there's that spasm again. Anyway, I would put all this stuff together and staple my sole W-2 from Harmon Enterprises. That's right. I still remember the name of the company that ran the valley. And then I would run down to the post office in my car at midnight and toss it into the guy who would be standing there with a big basket. Very happy to take your money. Oh, it was a party atmosphere. Why, it was just like Mardi Gras. Except, of course, you didn't have postal workers, you know, the second floor of the building leaning out, pulling up their shirts, which was probably a good thing, now that I think about it. No amount of beads in the world. And they would have the baskets, and you'd throw your tax return in, because frankly, if you're too lazy to do your taxes before now, you were probably too lazy to get out of your car and put it in the mailbox. I'm surprised they just didn't have tongs so they could pick them up from the passenger seat of your car as you sat slumped in despair. And then you drove home with a feeling of relief, because you'd done it, and the inevitable letter from the IRS telling you what you had done wrong was still weeks, if not months, away. So you had a peculiar sense of elation there. Happy day. Well, it's different now, of course. My taxes are much more complex, and usually I pay somebody to do them. I don't know what I was thinking of this year. I think it's a little late to call my tax preparer. She's probably busy. So I'm stuck here trying to get it all done in the next 30 minutes or so. Yeah, and I don't have any of the forms. Well, I can go online and get them. That's a good thing about the internet. I can go online, and I can also go on to any number of counterfeiting sites and print out the money right there. Right, yeah, sure. Let me see if I can... While I just get the forms here, I'll play something for you from the jukebox chosen utterly at random. Do they have any tax day... tunes? Are there any tax? Yes, Taxman by the Beatles, like we haven't heard that one a million times on the 15th. Huh, nothing tax-related. Quel dommage. All right, well, I'll just put in something at random while I get the forms, and I'll be right back.
Yeah, la la! Muovete gente come vuol sa!
I think he's getting a refund.
Muovete gente come faccio usanga mara!
I have to laugh each time I think about her. She thinks that I could never live without her. She has a very funny notion that I am gonna cry an ocean because she found herself another guy. Ah, ha, ha, hee, hee. There's more than just one apple on a tree. Why, I'll pick myself a gorgeous peacherino before I put a bullet through my beano. Ah, ha, ha, hee, hee. I'm grateful to that gal for leaving me. Gonna find a prettier pigeon and I'll give that little dove all my love, all my love, all my love. She thought I'd fall apart because we parted, that I'd be broken up and broken hearted. She figured I would miss her madly. She figured I would feel so badly. She figured I would lay me down and die. Ah, ha, hi, hee, hee. There's more than just one apple on a tree. I'll pick myself a gorgeous peacherino before I put a bullet through my beano. Ah, ha, hi, hee, hee. I'm grateful to that gal for leaving me. Gonna find a prettier pigeon and I'll give that little dove all my love, all my love, all my love. To that gal for leaving me. Gonna find a prettier pigeon and I'll give that little dove
all my love, all my love, all my love.
Ah, ha, ha, hee, 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 oh, ho, ho. All right, we still haven't made very much progress here. And I'm hungry, too. Something about paying taxes makes me hungry. I haven't even checked the chalkboard menu by the door to see what the special is today. Pork. That's great. That's good. Nice. Remind us. Pork. Yeah. On the other hand, that cheerful little tune, ha 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 ho ho ho, yee hee hee, did cheer me up. Sounds like it should be from Godfather 4, doesn't it? All the Godfather movies are apparently obligated to begin with a communal celebration, complete with the lovely little children with their dark hair running around in their dresses and their suits, and some guy in a ruffled tux up in the stage, getting everybody to sing grandpa songs, which inevitably revolve around a cannoli or something. But maybe we should just play happy music today. Put everybody in a tax-paying mood. Can't hurt. Today's the day we all prepare to grab our ankles, so to speak, so why not do it with a smile? Of course, if you're grabbing your ankles in that tax-paying posture, your smile would be upside down and it would look like a frown, so maybe I should play nothing but miserable music here so that everybody has a frown, which then would look like... Never mind. You know, was it Oliver Wendell Holmes, I believe, who said the taxes are the price that we pay for civilization, which I've always agreed, but I would like to occasionally renegotiate the deal in favor of a little more civilization here and there. Just a jot. The occasional tittle, if we might. But this is the land we live in. Greatest on God's green earth, and I'm happy to be here. On the other hand, you know, the other day I found a national anthem that just absolutely moved me like no national anthem ever has, frankly. It's so beautiful. It's very British, but it's not the national anthem for Great Britain. Listen to this. I asked them to put it on the jukebox. Yep, they put it in. Listen to this and tell me whether or not this isn't someplace you'd like to live. See what I mean? I mean, I'm ready to enlist. Somebody once said that the worst states have the best anthems. But that can't be true. That, for whatever country that is, and don't ask me because I'll try to find out, that is a wise and just place. All right, back to reality here. I've got my tax forms off the IRS website. They've changed it. It's set up quite nicely. You just type in your social security number and, well, there it is, all filled out for you. And it tells you what you owe. But then it says, go ahead. You give it a try. So you can adjust the numbers and put in the deductions and try your luck, I guess. Well, I have to because I have all kinds of itemization things that I have to do. And if I could find my receipts, where are my receipts? At home. All right, well, I can probably reconstruct these from memory. But I need some music to help. That Italian bouncy song just did it for me. And before I put a bullet in my own beano, I think that I'll just try the happy upbeat approach to doing my taxes. So let me just call up something here at random again and see what sort of tax preparation music we can get. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Waitress? Yeah, the TV up in the corner, it's stuck. Yeah, it's... Technically, I don't know how, but it's been showing the same picture for the last... Right, yeah. It's just got that newscaster's face up there. It hasn't changed. Can you just... Maybe just turn it off. It's starting to creep me out. No one's watching it anyway. Nobody ever watches TV in the diner. All right, anyway, sorry. Here is the music. So, I add up all the money that I made in fiscal 05, and I write the numbers down on several lines. I subtract the cost of housing, and considering that I'm spousing, I will multiply by 1.569. But I don't have proper numbers to put in on Schedule A6. Could it be I missed some medical expenses? I did not replace a bad knee or subject my eyes to LASIKs, and I can't deduct the cost of, you know, menses. This infernal form. It's simply agony. At least it calls a tax, and not a user fee. Oh, I pay, and I pay, and I pay through my orifices. And I get taxed all the more for having a missus. Well, let's try this once more. Now, expenses for my business, where I write off the computers and be careful, lad, for here temptation looms. You cannot claim the iPod is a business deduction, lest you really wish to bring down audit doom. Do I have some rents derived from excess 04 non-farm income? Well, I guess I don't, unless of course I do. Let's now total up the damage and see how much we'll owe them, and how tightly they will turn the pointy screw. Hey, I get a refund. Woohoo! Of course, it's money that I've given them over the course of the last year. They've had interest-free, but still. Man, I feel like running out and spending something, which means, I suppose, we need a word from our sponsor.
Pure coffee nectar. That's what's been missing. Missing in your instant coffee. New instant chase and Sanborn has pure coffee nectar.
Enjoy the richness of the pure coffee nectar in new instant Chasen Sanborn. The rich new instant from Chasen Sanborn. Fine coffee for nearly 100 years.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston gives you real flavor, full rich tobacco flavor. Winston's easy drawing too. The filter lets the flavor through. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Winston's. I remember those. Smoking is something you can do with a clean conscience on tax day. You can just pound them down. It's the least of your worries. As a matter of fact, I think that people should be required to smoke while doing their taxes, and also while their spouse is giving birth. There's something lost when men no longer pace a groove in the linoleum out in the waiting room with their hat jammed on their sweaty head, stubbing one butt after the other into the ashtray. I took up smoking again recently, as a matter of fact. But I was surprised to find that all the old brands were gone. I mean, I'm looking at the pack I have here right now. I got it out of the diner cigarette machine by the door. It's one of those classic ones, you know, you put the coins in, ching, ching, ching. Coins, yeah, you can buy them with coins. They're only 65 cents a pack. And then you pull the big little handle, chunk, chunk, and then out it comes. And then you slap it against the back of your hand. They're horrible cigarettes. Victory brand. That's all they carry. That's all I can get anywhere. Victory brand. The tobacco just falls right out of the end of the thing. It's just, it's hardly even worth the bother. No. Oh. Time is marching on here. It rang 13 times. It's a bright, cold day in April. Why would the clock strike 13? This is something wrong about this day. Something just not quite right. Well, at least the TV's fixed. That face of that anchorman that was just hanging up there has been replaced by a newscaster. And there's a crawl underneath. Well, the news is good. Good news on the Eastern Front. Good. I've been very concerned about the Eastern Front. Good. Well, back to my taxes. You know, the more I think about that theme from that other country that I played you a while ago, the more I wonder whether or not they would even have taxes in a country like that. I'll bet that they just somehow spontaneously generate all the things that the citizen needs because... It's such a haunting theme. It sums up such civic initiative that I can't help but think that the entire apparatus of the state is devoted to meeting the needs of the citizenry. Taxing people. Oh, on the contrary, they probably give everybody money on April 15th. Wish I knew what country that was from. Well, I'm going to find something else to play here while I continue to... I actually didn't finish my taxes. It turns out there's 47 other schedules that I forgot to do, so I may not get a refund after all. Who knows? Who knows? The whole day is odd. That's just all I can say. So let me just punch up something here at random, and I'll be back after this.
When he was 12 years old, he wore a 13 shoe. A little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John. He could do more work than a man can do. A little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John.
A little bitty big John. Well, they tell me that his mama was a Cajun queen, and his daddy was the strongest man that you've ever seen. Had the manner of his mama and the muscles of his dad. A little bitty big John.
A little bitty big
John.
No, that's not right. That's not right at all. I don't remember the song being like that. I remember it being about Big John, right? Or am I making that up? Wasn't there a song about a big guy? It sounded like that. Something about a Cajun queen. Oh, man. Oh, this tax work is taxing my brain. Oh, mercy. All right, I'm sorry. Let me try something else here. I don't know. That was weird. The In Crowd. The In Crowd, Ramsey Lewis. I love Ramsey Lewis. Let's try this. What? That's wrong. That's a piano piece. That's a swinging, hip, unbelievably cool piano piece. It's not played with a saxophone. Something very, very odd. Or did I just remember it incorrectly? Here's Don't You Forget About Me. All right, now that song I know. That one I know. Let me try this one here. I hope this one works because I'm getting rather harsh looks from everybody when I bang the jukebox like this. Why is everybody wearing a jumpsuit? Why am I wearing a jump... I suppose that's just what we wear. Here's the song. Just something not right about that. If I remember, there's this really cool drum riff that's coming up. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just imagining things. I've been under a lot of strain lately. I haven't been eating well. I haven't been sleeping well, I guess. I've been thinking things I ought not to think. But on the other hand, I suppose I should be grateful for many things, as you've probably heard if you've been watching the telescreens or listening to the wireless. The Choco rations have been doubled.
Double plus good, eh?
You can say that again, brother. It's not exactly proper chocolate. I mean, it's not the chocolate I have a dim, indistinct, haunting memory of. But it crumbles a little bit before you get it to your mouth. But once you get it in your mouth, brother, that's good chocolate, and the rations have been doubled. Well, it's good news all around, I think. Good news all around. And what I was saying before about that song not being by the right person, that's absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. I've just simply been imagining these things. I imagined that song had this fabulous drum riff to it. And, let me turn up the volume here, and we'll see if indeed that fabulous drum riff comes along. Wait with me. We'll find out whether or not I'm going daft or whether or not the song is exactly what it's supposed to be. Spot. See, brother, there was no drum riff. Billy Idol recorded Don't You Forget About Me. Billy Idol has always recorded Don't You Forget About Me. Whoa, something must have happened. Everyone is standing, of course. Hands over their head, looking at the telescreens, waiting for his picture.
Oh, Daddy, wake up. Daddy, wake up. You'll be late. Daddy, you're having a nightmare.
Oh, man. Man, that was the absolute worst. I was someplace else. It was horrible. Chocolate wasn't even very good. And everything was just wrong. And oh, that was the weirdest thing. I gotta go. I gotta. Thanks, hon. Thanks. Appreciate it. Oh, man. Well, by some peculiar confluence of events, you've managed to find yourself back at the diner. On the air since 1997, on the web since 2005, and now for 2006 available in handy portable podcast form. I'm Lilacs James 794632, and today is April 14th, 2000. Oh man. Tomorrow's tax day. I haven't even started. You know what? I don't have time for this. This week. Sorry. Thanks for dropping by, folks. I'm James Lilacs. This is The Diner. And we'll see you next week.
Good,
shut up and pass me a pencil.